Hare Krishna. This morning I was reading a Nectar of Devotion. I was just sort of reminded of a tradition that as devotees, young devotees, when I came to Krishna consciousness, was very well understood amongst devotees and guests. And this is not just a tradition, it's not just a religious principle, but it's a limb of devotional service. And that is not to come in the presence of the temple deity without bringing some gift. And that gift may be some money, it may be a flower, it may be some fruit, some vegetables, some grains, some rice. So Prabhupada even says even a few grains of rice, if that's all one's able to muster, but we shouldn't come empty-handed. And it reminded me when I was young how and we went to visit other people, invitation, and my parents always would take something. Either it would be some flowers, some chocolate for the kids, some little, some gift. Usually it would be flowers. They would never go empty-handed. If someone was kind enough to invite them, then they would reciprocate by taking some gift. And this is the same principle here. Ultimately, Krishna's looking after us. Every day we're getting the food that we eat, we get good health, we get air, oxygen that we're breathing. We're getting so many gifts from Krishna. We should reciprocate with that. So devotees who are not living in the temples, then when they come, then at least something. And even devotees who live in the temple, before the deity, after days of service, then flower you can always find somewhere. And you come and you offer that flower. Patram pushpam palam tulyam yumi bhakta prayachati. Just in reciprocation and appreciation for everything that Krishna is giving us. So we should not only be grateful, but we should be seen to be grateful, and therefore we should follow this injunction that Rupa Goswami is elaborating on, and that Srila Prabhupada taught us to do. We used to do not invoke so much. I see it in those temples where there are many people from the Indian community as congregation, and for them, because they're a little more aware of that culture, they do that. But fortunately not everyone do it, but we should. So I'm just leaving listeners today with that thought. Don't come to the temple empty-handed. Hare Krishna.